Before you enter thought, embrace word, not ours, not language. What forms current is not holy yet. What is holy is so powered by love. There is nothing that can move it our way, our want has no purpose when love is present enough. It does that word of love stay involved only if you and I raise up our head to believe in it, even if we feel sorry for our journey, the troubles we meet, what we may have seen to or tried on that did not work out. Love manners us uniquely. It sees to the sifting, and the shifting of our ideas and our bath time proverbial decisions. Until we are really nude of repositioning ourselves yet again and again in the dour, in the trepid instead of the intrepid. Trepidations are, you could almost call it willed out of the mischief of riding them like a bronco into a den of wolves, just to be bucked off there. It just clears the fantasies. We have our favorite habits, wishes, and uncertainties. Yes, our favorite uncertainties. They are our wolves, often not even bothering to put on sheep's clothing. But wolves are trainable, just like dogs and just like egos, for they are built on experience. We cannot jump out of the wolf's den. There is nothing you can do to change the fact of your wild experience mind. Not yet. You can notice how to tame, how to judge differently. Yes, pay attention carefully. But without the urgencies to do harm left to you. The urgency is to find, to scout for the very marrow of beingness. And tune to that. The outside is to be calmed by your certainty of being. This is all that is left to us to be good, God, good, while in a body. The flow of certainty in unity with the glow of the holy. Our steps are well delivered then. Our words are less careless, more real, more the kindling, not a simple meaning, not a simple word, this attempt to use kindling has truly meant. Kindling is to motivate a great, really enormous bursting apart at the very seams of your experience of reality. And as you glow, as we glow, we do that in sympathy with the need we meet in another, that they may wonder and come alongside and really employ the fact that they own this native need to burn away the dross and empty their fear. And their agitation to some degree. Our only mission is to present good acts. The regular meaning of these inspired words is less knowable by our experienced person than the deep core who nudges us to remember the boss is not our mind, the subject is not morality. The action is not to put ourselves on a cross. It's unique to that. Good is now, ironically, by the holy that moves my understanding and brings words, uniquely, I say again, made to be a weapon against the harm of emotionality. And against the flow of narcissistic spirituality. So we stand and we ride this recognition of holiness within that isn't personal. It's not you. It's not of your experience. You are in the personal wolf mind being led into what burst you open and lets good draw you into another designation of giving, than perhaps you wanted or thought was appropriate. And there is a man I knew who is bent slightly, constantly, and when erect, trying that on, said, "That feels unauthentic to me." We will not feel authentic when the real spirit moves us. We think it's either a dream or a brag that is absurd. It is just a case of being the within glowing to the apparent out, the apparent unique viewpoints, just moving all appearance into the glow. So big, this problem, however, we may never approach it fully, for it looks difficult and upsetting of our, what do we call it? Is it still an apple cart? It's the change from appearance to holy awareness. You and any of us who have things that are really worrying, really a struggle, place them aside like you would a carton of eggs. Make sure you put all the eggs in there. You need the magical mind. You might make sure that one of the eggs is your ego. It will trick us. And simply stand or sit in the firmament of being. And know you are here. There's no pedestal. There's no reason to build yourself in a special way, or, in other words, compete. And there is no reason to expect to fail, for failure is just for the very young mind. Everything else is just giving someone else a chance. If you should not get the employment, someone else did. This is Unity 105. Back beginnings. Having come a few layers of aha to this magical mind class. And come and sit in God awareness for 2 minutes in silence with me. And then come forth, and whomever feels and hears and senses in every way that word would use you, just speak without my asking. But 2 minutes approximately in quiet, not in your head, not in your thoughts, in God. Join me in the truth of being. Questions are fine as well.
What I am seeing is that love is the intender, and it will bring us into dens of wolves. And each time we meet this experience, we find the choice of fear or of clarity and certainty. And each time we can meet that situation in the space of clarity and certainty, that's when creation is sparked.
Yum, that's beautiful. I would add that clarity is a unique meaning. It's more here I am than knowing what to do yet. But the power of it's almost a religion of intrepid love will move what can be changed and devour what is ready to be done.
Yes.
Oh, good one, thank you.
Thank you.